This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Personified. Thank you. Okay, yeah, calm down. Victoria Keelan, I said I was going to tease you with my own cuteness personified, like the reference or the inference would be that I'm cute. But cute is an interesting word in and of itself. Cute can be negative, it can be positive. I've always used it as a positive. I often say cute after somebody says something or does something, or if there's something that is sort of you're going to wrap yourself around that is sweet, it could also be cute. Have you been referred to, does your boyfriend ever say, you're cute, Victoria?
I don't particularly like cute.
And why is that? Why do you not like cute?
That's a good question. I don't know.
People have different reactions, different words, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's good or bad, or it could just be your experience. Somebody used it in the wrong way with you at one point in time, perhaps?
No, I just don't think it fits my personality. So I think if in the past, if I've been referred to as cute, it just it doesn't feel genuine, or it doesn't feel like it really reflects me.
What's the best word anyone can use to refer to you?
Oh, man, you're starting out with all the heavy questions.
Yeah, let's get going.
My super beats hasn't kicked in yet.
I just saw something that I want to pass along. This is an Instagram photo which I posted at my own Facebook page, facebook.com. It's not the DJV one, although we can probably send it over there. Mm-hmm. It's very, very much to the point of what a lot of people don't get. And it reads as follows. Beware of destination addiction. The idea that happiness is in the next place, the next job, or with the next partner. Until you give up the idea that happiness is somewhere else, it will never be where you are. That's about as poignant a thought as I have seen in quite a while. Beware of destination addiction. The idea that happiness is in the next place, the next job, or with the next partner. Until you give up the idea that happiness is somewhere else, it will never be where you are. When you learn that, it is a huge step toward finding peace and happiness, I believe.
Yeah, because I agree with that.
But I'm just finding this out now, and at my state in life, my stage of life, because I remember as a kid when I buy a new car, drive out of the showroom, and I think, well, what am I going to get next? And I wonder if we don't apply that to, I don't know that I ever thought about that when it came to jobs. I don't know that until now in my life I ever thought about it in terms of partnership. But isn't it
I feel
better?
Like you definitely don't think it that way in terms of partnership.
No, I don't. But it's
you're on the other end of it, almost.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, right. Do what you have to do to make it work. If it's really worthwhile, it's worth the work.
And I understand the sentiment behind that, the phrase that you just read, or the thought that you just read.
Yeah.
I get that. But there is also the flip side of that. There are a lot of people, you know, that could almost be a little bit martyr-like. So there are other people who also need to learn that they need to take care of themselves, whether that means leaving a job or leaving a partnership.
Yeah, if it's bad, get out.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't recognize. A lot of people don't recognize soon enough that you know, they haven't put their own oxygen mask on first. They're helping the rest of the plane, and that's bad.
And that, you know what? That's been the hardest. And the lady that I care most about. It's probably the first person to ever tell me that in those exact words, because I have spent my life thinking about everybody else, and I don't think about me.
And is she a student of Kabbalah? Because that's like the first tenet of Kabbalah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know that she is. I think she's read. She's very well read. So that may, I didn't realize that came from Kabbalah either.
Yeah,
I'm finding
there are a
myself
lot of
more
things.
Interested in. Yeah, right.
Yeah. The number one rule is there is no coercion in spirituality. That's first sentence, book one, number one.
How do you translate that?
Well, they had me right there. Question everything. Mm-hmm. There is no coercion.
Oh,
there is no. There is all free thinking, question everything. Mm. So that had me right there, because that's my personality.
But you see, and that's mine too, but I didn't realize it was there. I have always questioned authority. I have, since I was in college, been a quiet anarchist. Mm. As you can tell by listening to me, knowing me whether on the air or off the air, I don't like government. I don't like people who think that they're better, bigger, stronger, or smarter than you are, because most of the time they aren't. They wouldn't say it if they really. The person who goes around and says, I'm smarter than you, or I'm better than you, or I'm more powerful than you are. That person, if he or she has to say that, isn't. You can count.
Sounds familiar.
On
sounds
that.
Very au courant.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is. Speaking of that, Hillary Clinton says, I didn't think this was such a big deal. Because it's only pneumonia, okay? And meanwhile, Donald Trump says, you're going to know how, speaking of big and strong and tough I am, I'm releasing all of my numbers, not the tax return, but the numbers. And by the way, you know what, from my side of the street, I don't really give a damn what his tax return says. I don't think it's anybody's business what Hillary, I don't care. I went off on this a long time ago when Howard Stern was running for governor of New York. Do you remember that?
Vaguely, yes. Okay. I remember a lot of publicity about it. He wasn't really running, though, right?
Well, but he really was running, except that he did not want to release his tax returns. And so he dropped out. He really was. It was a great stunt. But it was also something, I know someone who knows him well. I don't know him well, but I know somebody who does. And he was quite serious about it for quite a long time.
Huh.
And it was because he really felt that he could contribute and that the way the state was being run, he's a libertarian. And he thought
he's also a Capricorn, and I often have thought about I would be useful in public office. Capricorns have that sometimes. Yeah. That's always sort of been a
methodical.
I don't want to do it anymore, but I certainly used to want to do
that. My daughter is the same. She's a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Her birth sign is Capricorn. Rising sign and moon is somewhere else. But yeah, Capricorns are good leaders. They're very, very good organizers. But anyway, so Stern wanted to run. And he got to the point where it seemed that there was a requirement to release your tax return. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. Hmm. And there was a lot of media focus on, wow, what are you trying to hide? Nothing. It's just none of your damn business. And I would say I don't have a problem with Trump. I mean, I got Trump problems, but not because of his tax return. I think that there are there's no business here. There's no investment on my part or your part to know what Donald Trump's tax return is.
What about his health records? How do you feel about that?
I don't really. I'm interested. I'm curious.
Who's to say they're legitimate? And
exactly.
I don't think it is,
thank
but
you.
I mean anyone.
Ding, 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 ding. You can fudge anything.
Right.
As far as that's concerned, you can fudge your tax returns. You can do, you know, I mean, is someone going to file a, if you don't have status, you can't get a copy of somebody else's return. For example, if you apply for a loan for a mortgage, you usually fill out a form that says that the bank can go get a copy of your IRS, your tax return.
Right.
But they can't get it if they don't fill out the form. And if you don't give people permission to get a copy of your tax return, you can't get one. So if Donald Trump doesn't want somebody to see his tax return, then you're not going to see his tax return.
Right.
And I don't think that it isn't going to make a difference. I think he's calming down a little bit. He's sort of getting a little bit more to the issues. But in terms of what we ought to know, I think that's the whole thing with this. I was just paying attention to David Cameron, who is leaving Parliament in England after he left the Prime Minister's job. You know how they do it over there? 8 weeks. I didn't even think the last one, Theresa May got elected, wasn't even an eight-week campaign, was it? It's just, he decided
if,
that...
If it was, after, it felt like it was four.
Right, yeah. After the Brexit vote, Britain getting out of the European Union, he resigned. And then, under the circumstances, this lady was elected, put in, and that was it. End of story.
Yeah.
And so what more are we going to learn about Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump? I would like to know more about Gary Johnson, frankly. And even the lady who's running in the Green Party. Is it Stein? Isn't that her last
Jill
name?
Jill Stein, yeah.
Jill Stein, yeah. I'd like to know more about her.
But I like the way Canada does it. It's a finite amount of time, and everybody has the same amount of money to spend. And once you're done, you're done. That's it. And then everybody gets to say, this is what my platform is, and it's so much nicer. My Canadian friends always laugh about the American system. They just don't understand. You just buy your way in. You buy your way to the top, the most media coverage. It's just, it starts corrupt. How could it ever not be corrupt?
It's corrupt.
And it's already begun.
And what makes it... What is the most corrupt part of the whole system is the editorial, is the Electoral College.
Yes,
the editorial page also is pretty corrupt. But it's the whole system is corrupted, and why it is that we are so naive, or we let, we're letting these guys get away with it, from gerrymandering districts so that they can win, that kind of stuff. It's just plain wrong. Okay. We're taking care of all the problems of the world. It's only 18 after the hour.
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrisin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Propu. Pure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a Pro Pure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's get it right, Victoria. 23 past the hour.
Well, what are you thankful today? I'm thankful for the opportunity to make you my friend, or to have you be my friend. Hopefully you are happy when you are listening to us on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Let's see. We're right down to the nitty-gritty here. Jennifer's in Hawaii. Kara broke her leg. Richie went to a concert last night. So Peter Trahan. Peter, I don't want you to feel like you're the B team. But you're...
Because you're not. You're just like the D-plus team at this point.
I'm on the rescue
skeleton
squad.
Crew.
He's on the rescue squad. Right, exactly. All right, so oftentimes at this portion of... In this hour, this portion of the hour, we have some excerpts from late-night monologues, and so we've got a couple of them here. First from Jimmy Fallon, who takes a shot at the Miss America pageant from Sunday night.
Hey, in case you guys missed it, the Miss America pageant in Atlantic City, and like always at the beginning of the pageant, each contestant introduced herself. It's usually a quick sentence about themselves. But this year it seemed like the contestants were really into geography. Meanwhile, Miss Colorado was like, I don't even remember where I'm from, but it's like each of them just Googled their state right before they went on camera. Like, I'm from the great state of Tennessee, which is 900 feet above sea level. What? Not a stat that anyone knows.
There you go.
The lightning strike, capital of the world or whatever. What was that?
Some of the stuff they say is silly. Well, the statements these Miss America contestants make are just foolish. It's vapid stuff, as are these contests, I think, anyway. And meanwhile, Stephen Colbert joked about Amtrak being late. Somebody reported that on Twitter.
A woman recently tweeted that she was stuck in an Amtrak elevator, and Amtrak tweeted back, "We are sorry to hear that. Are you still in the elevator?" Not exactly sure what they're going to do via Twitter. Maybe send her a food and water emoji. But clearly they cared. One other thing, Amtrak tweeted that at 7:48 a.m. on September 7th, while the woman's original tweet was from 6:07 a.m. on February 14th.
Man, they run out of your
behind on that one, Bob.
There we go.
7 months later. Hey, at least they're consistent. Their social media runs just as late as all their trains.
Hi, 26 past the hour. Speaking of late night, James Corden came up big at the Creative Emmys this past weekend. He's the host of the Late Late Show and Carpool Karaoke. A matter of fact, I think it was because of Carpool Karaoke that he did so well. There's a new segment with Jennifer Lopez in Carpool Karaoke. And this is the next one from
hold on tight for the ride, cause you know you're gonna love.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. In the car. I remember paying attention, a lot of attention to this after seeing Adele in the Carpool Karaoke. She was up for the award because of Live in New York, but she didn't get it because Corden won it. But that still doesn't take away from us wanting to hear a little excerpt, a little corner
of Adele. This is for an outstanding variety special.
Yeah,
so right. When Corden did the late Carpool Karaoke primetime special, that beat Beyonce's Lemonade and Adele's Live in New York City, which is really big. That's a big deal for James
Corden.
That
is a big deal.
Congratulations to him.
Corden is on the map. He sure is on the map. Yeah, Lemonade was the HBO special that did very well. A lot of people paid attention. That's her new album, right? Lemonade.
Yes.
All right, we're in the know and on the go at 28 after the hour. They don't love you
like I love you. Sweep the garden. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there lived a great Zen master who said, in Zen, there are just two things to do. Meditate and sweep the garden. And it doesn't matter how big the garden is. I like that idea. Look, meditation is an exercise for the brain. It's something I advocate you doing in whatever capacity works best for you. And sweeping the garden of the world? Well, I think there's a lot for all of us to do, but if we can work together, we'll likely get it done much more efficiently. But at the end of the day, you can only control yourself. So, sweep the garden all around you. Sweep as much as you can. Do what you have to do, because you are responsible for your actions alone. And there's a lot of sweeping you can do. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
About what's going on in the world, not skimming the surface, but getting down to the nitty-gritty, 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan with a focus on some good news, a mother in Philadelphia, story of how she changed the shopping game. The lady has an autistic child, Kristen Jackowski is her name, five-year-old daughter with autism. She said that getting through checkout lanes is difficult for a small girl like this, with all the candy and the things that are for sale as you go through the lane. We all know. I don't think you got to. I think the it isn't just for kids that have autism. It's for adults like me. You're looking
it's
at all that
to
stuff.
Be difficult, yeah.
Of course it is. She says that her daughter has low impulse control. And so her daughter grabs at the candy, sometimes has a meltdown when she isn't able to keep it. So the mother's solution is a sensory-friendly checkout line, one that ditches the sugary foods and is stocked with stress balls, balloons, and other friendly items
Ms. Jakowski took to change.org to create a petition that calls for a different type of checkout line, one that would promote a sense of inclusion and create a smoother shopping experience for everybody, not just for her and the special circumstance that she has. So she posted on her Facebook page that a ShopRite in Brookhaven, Pennsylvania, had implemented a handicap-accessible and sensory-friendly checkout line at the store. I'm happy that standing up and asking for change actually does some good. I have a feeling that many large retailers will be able to follow suit. There's a petition that was submitted calling on Target to add the sensory-friendly lanes. If you'd like to sign the petition, the link is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. A good idea, practical idea, excellent idea. All right? Okay,
yeah,
so there's
love that.
One item that's good. Here's another one. The remember the expression? I think my mother's the one who laid this on me first. Good things come to those who wait. I never thought that was true. I didn't think it was true then, and I don't think it's true now. However, the idea that you could wait for 9 years to open a wedding gift, that's pretty much over the top, right?
Sounds like it.
Who would have thought?
I mean, I'm the kid who opened all my Christmas presents the night before and then rewrapped them before anyone
else. Oh,
you
really?
Yeah.
What an insight into you that is.
I'm not that way anymore.
Kathy and, says who? Kathy and Brandon Gunn had a good reason for waiting the 9 years to unpack a particular wedding gift. The gift from the bride's great aunt came with a unique caveat. They couldn't open it until their first disagreement. Wow. 9 years. Good for you. Excuse me. 9 years. I haven't had a relationship that lasted that long. Never mind. To the point of a first disagreement. The Guns hadn't actually gone 10 years without a disagreement. They started inadvertently saving the gift in case they needed it for a much worse fight. Aha! The truth outs. Believing the box could contain some secret to a happy marriage from the auntie, who had been married for 50 years. It forced us to reassess situations, Kathy wrote in a Facebook post. Was it really time to open this box? Sounds like da-da-da-da.
Right.
The failure of opening the box prevented the couple from admitting defeat. At least that's what they thought. Instead, they finally decided to open it on an average night. Reflecting on the more monumental gifts that they had received, the couple decided that the unopened box was a gift that meant the most. What in the heck is inside this box? Nothing special. You wouldn't have thought that anyway. Maybe a couple of bath products, wine glasses, cash, go get some pizza. So that kind of stuff. So she wrote on Facebook, for 9 years and three moves, that box sat high on a shelf in a lot of different closets gathering dust. Yet it somehow taught us about tolerance, understanding, compromise, and patience. May I underscore that? I'm doing it right now, right here. Tolerance, understanding, compromise, and patience. Our marriage strengthened as we became best friends, partners, parents, and teammates. But the real gift was the lesson it had inadvertently taught them. She explained, the tools for creating and maintaining a strong, healthy marriage were never in that box. They were in us.
That's
so,
a great message.
Wow. What was in the box? I don't know what was in the box. Do you know what was in the box?
Well,
maybe it was nothing in the box. It was
no,
just a box.
The things that you read.
Oh, that was in there? I didn't know that was actually in there.
Yeah.
I thought that was what they were thinking might have been in there.
No, that was what was there. Two wine glasses, some cash with instructions for Kathy to go get pizza or something you both like,
oh,
to get a bath ready,
uh-huh,
and then some cash for Brandon to go get flowers and a bottle
of
wine.
So how would you pass this along to somebody that you loved? Would you send an email to Lewis? And or would you have a conversation about tolerance, understanding, compromise, and patience. At your age, you have a lot to learn. And I say that lovingly because I want you not to learn it in a painful way. You do seem to care a lot about this guy, and you talk like you want to marry him and have children with him and all that stuff. I'm sure that you have your ups and downs like we all do.
Sure.
Sometimes they're mine are more dramatic than others. But the idea of being tolerant. That's why I, at the beginning of the hour, what I read about happiness, I think is also another way to understand what the world is all about. The world owes you squat. You better learn how to take care of yourself. You better learn how to love yourself. You better learn how to know yourself. Without those things, you will have failure after failure after failure after failure. Knowing, and I posted it on Facebook myself, I am not here to make you happy. You are not here to make me happy. As it turns out, I am very happy when I am with you, which is the way it's supposed to, and that's what I'm figuring happens with you and Lewis.
Yes.
You are very happy. Not all the time. I'm betting that there are times when you're... The worst thing, however, and this is a hard lesson, this was the hardest lesson for me to learn, frankly, to appreciate and acknowledge what you think and care about with regard to the other person and what he or she gives to you. In my case, she gives to me. What is there that she has contributed? What has happened? And you don't pay attention to it until it's not there, which is pretty stupid when you get right down to it. Understand, if you really care. If you don't really care, then you should move on. You really ought to. If you really don't care, then whoosh, move it. But if you do, then you keep looking at it from different points of view. But the tolerance, the understanding, the compromise, the patience is so hard to learn, especially in my circumstance, because I've lived alone more than I've lived. Frankly, I've really I can't tell you that I've lived with a couple of women. And that's it. I've had lots of great relationships, and, well, I say great relationships. They were okay in as far as they went, but they never included discussions about tolerance, discussions about understanding, discussions about compromise, discussions about patience. Never. Never. Never!
That's too bad, because I'm sure those issues all came up.
Of course. And they still keep coming up. So now I want to address them, and there are various ways of doing it. And one of them, you've heard me talking about this, the whole business of constellation. The other thing I'm looking at are patterns that we all repeat. Men repeat them, women repeat them. You repeat your patterns. So the thing to do so that you have a better understanding and you can learn how to be patient and compromise is to break yourself out of those patterns that you've been in, because you go back, you go, you may be with different people, but it's the same person. you know what I mean?
It's 100%.
You just attract. If you have that in your mind that you know, all men are such and such or all women are such and such, that's exactly what you're going to attract. The law of attraction is infallible. And 100%. What you hold in your mind is what you're going to attract. I believe that. Anyway, so...
Totally, yep.
Good. This is a great lesson, this couple. Good for them.
You know, it's interesting in talking about marriage and things like that. The people always love to give advice, but there is one piece of advice that I did get that it really stuck, and I got this piece of advice a very long time ago from our mutual friend Walter, actually.
Uh-huh.
He said, you know, everyone always says, oh, marry your best friend. And he said, I already have a best friend, and I like having a best friend that isn't my wife or my partner. And he said, my best advice is marry your biggest fan. And that always stuck with me. And I've been in various relationships, and I wouldn't really be able to say that they were my biggest fan, but Lewis is absolutely my biggest fan and has been for the 10 years that we've been friends before we were dating. So, yeah, I think that actually actually, that's advice that I've passed on to other people, and I love my best friend. We have the most wonderful time together. We've been best friends since we were teenagers, so I'm good in the best friend category, and of course, Lewis is very close to me, and I do consider him a very close friend as well, but he's more than that. I'm his biggest fan, and he's my biggest fan, so I think that it's great. It's solid advice.
Great way to put it. As you're suggesting, as you're going through that, I'm thinking about how many times Meredith has said to me, she would ask me, do you realize how many people, stuff I'd never thought about, how many people you've affected, millions of people over the years, and literally this is true, millions of people listen to me on the radio. Millions of people.
Right.
I have never, and before she said that to me, I never thought about it. And she is, whether it's on a good day or a bad day, she's my biggest fan because she listens. They're pretty much, there's not much that goes on the radio that she doesn't hear. And that I consider to be a fan in the sense that she's supportive. And the same has been true on the farm. She's, look at all the animals that you've saved and brought into the world. And look at the people who have learned from coming to the farm about how cows and farms work and that kind of stuff. And I consider that to be, that is the category of what you're just talking about, somebody who's a fan. But you see, having these conversations is so worthwhile. That's why this program has value, I hope, to so many people, because it brings you into practical connection with what's really going on in your mind and in your life. Most people don't want to be alone. Some people create the circumstances by repeating the same mistakes over and over again so that they are alone. They're going to be alone. But that doesn't mean that's what they really want. They just don't know how. They don't have the skills to move themselves out of where they are. And there's nothing wrong with getting help. There's nothing wrong with recognizing the fact that, boy, I need to do something about this. I need to do some work on me. You're not going to do some work on the other person. That's up to them. They want to do the work, good. If they don't want to do the work, that's up to them. But if you don't do it, man, you're going to be relegated to being in a hole for a long time.
And, you know, some people are okay with that. And those types of people mystify me personally. But some people are okay with limping through life. But I could never stay in a stagnant relationship. I couldn't settle. I don't have the ability to settle. You don't either. And you don't either. And I think that's why you will be continuing to broaden your mental and physical horizons for the rest of your life, and I hope that I will always do the same.
And hopefully some of it will carry the day here, or at least carry some of the day. Speaking of carrying the day, it's 48 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stock up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdee.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Thank you. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get started here. Tech Talk Drive 53 after the hour. And I, you know, I was telling Rich isn't here because the people who do this, who are at the controls, know what they're doing. They pay attention. How many times? Rich has been here for 10 days back in the saddle while Kara takes care of her broken leg. And not once has he done the Tech Talk thing right. So here we go. We have focus on Facebook. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people who are finding fault with Facebook, and maybe with some good reason. We'll check in to Victoria's attitude toward what people want on Facebook in just a moment here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, so I was looking at a tech analyst describing the problem that Samsung is having with the Galaxy Note 7s. Kaboom!
Yeah.
So the geniuses in the FAA have now put out a warning. Do not bring your Samsung 7 on a plane. Samsung has lost billions of dollars. Imagine, just off the air now, we were talking about the value of Apple stock. I can't imagine the Samsung stock's doing too well, given what's happening with the Galaxy Note 7. So wouldn't you think they would know, or somehow or other, this would have been tested before it actually got in the marketplace?
That's what you would
flabbergast me about this.
I know.
Good God.
I know. It's really crazy. Well, last week we talked about the one quick story of the guy in the hotel room who plugged his Samsung 7 in, his Note 7 in, and then it caught fire and did $1,400 worth of damage to the hotel room.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't understand how they didn't test just by charging the phone. I mean, you would see that it creates a spark and it catches on fire. It literally just melts down.
Yeah.
I don't know how they missed that.
All right. You probably heard Facebook's been having problems since it switched from a human team that picks trending topics to an algorithm, and now it looks like that's going to go away and go back to the human editors. That hello, duh.
Facebook just can't get this right.
There's no common sense there.
The trending topics, especially around the anniversary of 9/11, this is what sparked the next round of controversy. One of the stories that was reported as actual news was really just a conspiracy theory, and a lot of people who have lost loved ones on 9/11 were very upset, and now are calling for a human to be reinstated as the editor to control the trending topics. However, it was a human who actually reported that Megyn Kelly from Fox News had been fired in August, and that wasn't true at all. So I don't. Maybe Facebook needs better algorithms and better humans. I don't know what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get it right.
Under the circumstances, it just we're so dependent on all of this stuff. How much time do you spend today, honestly, looking either at Facebook or Twitter or any kind of social media? How much time does Victoria Keelan spend looking at things that are sent to you, that are meant for you, or just in general interest?
I'm on Twitter all day, and I am on Instagram maybe if you add
you
up
say
all the
on
times
it all
check.
Day, you're looking at, like when we're on the air, you're looking at Twitter at DJ
yes.
B Show.
Right.
At Facebook. Do you have your own Twitter account that you're monitoring at the same time, or you're
no?
Adding...
I'm only looking at the show. When I'm on the show, I'm only looking at the show feed. But that's essentially a lot of the same people that I follow. The show also follows, so
right.
I'm getting all the same breaking news and things like that. But yeah, I have Twitter up pretty much all day, and then Instagram. I go back and forth. I check in throughout the day, so maybe an hour total throughout the day. I don't really use Facebook.
Facebook is for older, it would seem. People who are mature, 40s and up, I think, are using it. And I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, maybe 10 years ago, we all got a kick out of it when we found somebody that was our age that used Facebook, where it was astonishing.
Hey, you guys were ahead of the curve.
yes, we were. Well, it was MySpace then, and people
right.
say right now, huh? What's MySpace? What's that? 59 past the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.